Manu Patra alerts dated the 3rd of April 2019. Supreme Court has held that the employees of the local bodies like municipalities are entitled for gratuity under payment of Gratuity Act, 1972. Supreme Court has held that the incorporation of one-sided clauses in a builder-buyer agreement constitutes an unfair trade practice as per Section 2(r) of the Consumer Protection Act, 1986. Supreme Court has set aside the Delhi High Court order which granted bail to Jammu and Kashmir-based influential businessman Zahoor Ahmad Shah Watali in terror funding case. Delhi High Court has declined to entertain two PILs by an NGO which wanted deployment of fire engines at all major public places and providing anti-terrorist vehicles and better weapons to the police to ensure safety and security of the city's residents. Bombay High Court has asked BMC to treat bridge collapse outside CSMT as an eye-opener and frame a policy for the safety of road and foot-over bridge. Madras High Court has dismissed a PIL seeking a direction to Election Commission of India to mandate all the contesting candidates for Lok Sabha and State Legislative Assembly election to submit a separate election manifesto, specially designed for his or her contesting constituency. Madras High Court, in an interim relief to Kalyana Television, has directed Income Tax Department to maintain status quo on its arrears of tax demand against the Channel for assessment years 2009 to 2010 and 2010 to 2011. Madhya Pradesh High Court has commuted death sentence awarded to a son who killed his mother for waking him up. Tripura High Court, while upholding conviction of a man accused of sexually assaulting a minor girl, has said in context of Indian culture that a woman victim of sexual aggression would rather suffer silently than falsely implicate someone. Karnataka High Court has directed petitioner to approach jurisdictional nodal officer to revise GSTTRAN1 for non-technical errors and also directed nodal officer to consider grievances of petitioner within 4 weeks after providing an opportunity of hearing to petitioner.